This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I pointed out as we began our study of Romans 9 through 11 a few weeks ago that these chapters could be outlined in a number of ways. A title for these chapters could be The Sovereign Rule of God in Redemption. This theme is developed by showing God's perspective in chapter 9, man's perspective in chapter 10, and how it all comes together in spite of being what to us might be a somewhat confusing conundrum in chapter 11. In chapter 9, we found an answer to why some believe God's message. In chapter 10, we found that Paul described the faith journey of those who believe God's message. Now in chapter 11, we will see Paul showing how redemption came to the Gentile world as a result of Israel's rejection of God's plan. But he also points out that the rest of the story, as it unfolds, will see Israel returning to God and his salvation. To us, it gets pretty confusing. But with God, it is a creative strategy that goes beyond the conundrum we see in it. Let's study chapter 11 of Romans by doing the following. Read the chapter over a few times, possibly in different translations. Then go through it verse by verse to identify or establish what it's about. Give it a chapter title and choose a key verse. Try to capture the significant truth presented in the chapter. Look up cross-references that will enhance our understanding. Note any difficulties or questions you will want to do further study on or that you think others might have. Develop an outline of the chapter and then summarize what you have found and develop some applications that you can make to your own life.